Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Is it just you?
I think so. I didn't hear any other beeps.
I didn't mean
it. I haven't been long, very, very long, you know, so there could have been. Well, no, because I didn't hear anything but the music, so I guess I am the only one.
Okay. Then we will wait patiently.
Okay.
Malka
has joined.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Good afternoon.
Please join me in saying the audible poa. Anadokoa, Gidulat Yamincha, Dati. Aleph et Gimel Yitzhak Tzavi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Stagbenu Acharenu Nora. Ufrey Shayan Tzat Nun. Na Gibor Dor She Yehud Ha Il Babat Sham Rem Nun Gimel Dalet Yitzhak Shem Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sitkata Tamid Gam Rem Betet Resh Saditak Gimel Kasim Kadosh Vero Tufa Nael Adata Hepupet Yonayan Yahid Gea Lampa Pene Zohre Kidushata Yud Gimelamet Bezayan Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatia Katenu Yode Talumot Shin Kufav Tadiyutta. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper. Our class today is continuing the study of Sefer Yehoshua, the book of Joshua. And you'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 6, the third column from the left. When that opens up, which is a listing of all of the parashas and their essences, scroll down towards the bottom, and you will find the Book of Joshua study chapter by chapter. Today we are continuing our study with chapter 12. When you click on chapter 12, you're down to
Brian below.
Has joined.
When you click on chapter 12, you'll need to click on the next link, which has to do with the Machon Mamre website to bring up the Book of Joshua. When that opens up, please scroll down to chapter 12. And we will start with verse 13, as we had already done the earlier verses. And just to remind you, there are 24 verses in the chapter. The number 24 is connecting to the 12 hours of day and the 12 hours of night. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud and then we'll commence with our Hebrew reading. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin David Kilu Erkinu Ud Kilu Ud Kilu Erkinu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yichuda Shilin B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadenu Kanane Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadenu Kananehu. Verse 13. Zahor et hadavar asher tziwa etem. Moshe evid Hashem leimor Hashem Eloheim. Meini ach lachem venatan lachem et haaretz hazot. Remember the word or the thing which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded to us, to you, saying, the Lord your God gives you rest and will give you this land. There are 19 words, which connects to the unity of the male and the female, the day and the night. Verse 14. Neshechem tapchem ubifnechem yeshvu baretz asher natan lachem Moshe be'ever hayarden Liatem tabru Chamushim lifnei acheichem Pogibore achayil viazartem otam. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall abide in the land which Moses gave you beyond the Jordan. But ye shall pass over before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and shall help them. And this verse has 21 words, which connects to the name of God, Echie, which is a connection to Bina. Verse 15. Ad asher yaniyah Hashem la'achehem tachem v'yarshu gam hema et haaretz asher Hashem Elohechem noten lachem v'shavtem le'eretz yerushatem v'rishem otah Asher Natan Lachem Moshe Aved Hashem Be'ever Hayarden Mizrach Hashemesh. Until the Lord has given your brethren rest, as unto you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God gives them. Then ye shall return unto the land of your possession and possess it, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you beyond the Jordan toward the sun rising. It's interesting to note that the translation is the last two words in the verse is Mizrach HaShemesh. HaShemesh means the sun, but Mizrach means east. So the translation is correct, but I'm not sure that it is not misleading. taken you beyond the Jordan to the east of the sun, or the sun in the east. It is a correct translation, but I don't think it's really giving you the sense of the words. It's just my opinion. And there are 32 words in this verse, which is a lot of words in one verse, and it's that connects to the 32 gates of wisdom, as we will learn in the Sefer Yetzirah. Verse 16. What am I doing here? I'm in the wrong location. I thought I had scrolled down to chapter 12 and I'm reading chapter 1. So let's start with chapter 12, where we should be.
Okay. I need to interrupt you because I felt like if you were repeating, we needed the repetition, but we were on 13 and
we
were ready to do the summary. We stopped at verse 16 of 13, and I had written next week the commentary.
So we completed through verse 16?
Of 13, yes.
Of chapter 13?
No, chapter 13. This was on the 21st. We got up to chapter 13, verse 16, but we did not get to the commentary.
Correct. That I remember that. But you're saying it's chapter 13, not chapter 12.
Right.
Okay.
The reason I'm doing this is because my grandson is named Joshua, and he's asking for materials, and I thought it was a wonderful opportunity to give him the commentary and the, you know, the verses and be able to give it to him. So that
Understood.
Was why I have it so together.
Okay. So we will start with chapter 13, verse 16. And then we'll continue with the commentary. Asher al sifat nachal Arnon v'ha'ir asher V'toch ha'nachal v'kol ha'mishor Al-me'ba. And their border was from Aroer, that is on the edge of the valley of Arnon, and the city that is in the middle of the valley, and all the tableland by Medeba. There are 17 words in this verse, indicating that it's a connection to goodness. And what we're listening to, and we did last week as well, we're listening to all of these different geographic and city relationships having to do with the conquering of the land. Verse 17. Heshbon v'kol arecha asher b'mishor dibon uva'amot ba'al uveit ba'al meon. Heshbon and all her cities that are in the tableland, Dibon and Bamot Baal and Beth Baal Meon. There are 11 words which connects us to all of creation, this 10 Sephirot, and the 11th being the negative system. But it also connects us to the idea of the 11 components of the Ketoret, which is a tool to bring us closer to Hashem. Verse 18. And Jahaz and Kedemot and Mefat. Verse 19. Bekir Yatayim, Besib Maveteret, Ashahar Bahar, Aimek, and Kiryathaim, and Sibha, and Zeret Shahar in the mount of the valley. And this has six words, which is an indication of the connection to Zeranpin that's separated from Malkut. Verse 20. Uveit Peor Viashdot, Apisgal Veyat Aishimot. And again, we have six words. Translation is, and Beth Peor, in the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth Jeshimot. Verse 21. Wukala re hamishor v'kal mam lehut sihon. Melechayim ori asher malach v'cheshbom asher hika Moshe oto v'et nesiei midyan netal evi v'et rechem v'et tzur v'et tzur v'et reba nesiei kesichon yoshvei haaretz. And all the cities of the tableland, and all the kings, kingdom of Sichon, the king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon when Moses smote with the chiefs of Midian, Evi and Rechem and Sur and Hur and Reba, the princes of Sihon that dwelt in the land. And here we have 32 words, which connects to the 32 paths of wisdom. Verse 22. V'yet Bilam ben Beor hakosem hargu v'nei Yisrael b'cherev el halelehem. Bilam, also the son of Beor, the soothsayer, did the children of Israel slay with the sword among the rest of their slain. Verse 23. Vayhi gibul b'nei Reuven ayardenu b'lozot nachalat b'nei Reuven the mishpechotam pearim v'hatzrehen. And as for the border of the children of Reuben, the Jordan was their border. This was the inheritance of the children of Reuben, according to their families, the cities and the villages thereof. Twelve words connecting to the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 24. Vayiten Moshe lemate God livne God lemishpechotam. And Moses gave unto the tribe of Gad, unto the children of Gad, according to their families. And this has seven words connecting to the unity of Zerampin with Malchut. But it's significant, the difference in the way the verses respond. In 23, when you're talking about the tribe of Reuben, and in 24, when you're talking about the tribe of God, both of these are given land on the other side of the Jordan, on the east side of the Jordan. Verse 25. Vayehi lahem ha'gul yazer v'kol harei ha'gilad v'chatzi eretz b'nei amon ad haroer asher yal p'nei rabah. And their border was Yazir and all the cities of Gilead and half the land of the children of Amnon, until Aroer, that is before Rabbah. And verse 26. Ume Heshbon ad Ramat Amitzpe Uptonim Umi Machan Yayim ad Gibul Divir. And from Heshbon unto Ramat Nispa and Betonim, and from Mechanaim until the border of Lidbir. And these are nine words connecting either to Hakma or to Yesod. Two letters connects to the Ana B'Koach in the creation. The 27th verse. Uvaimek Beit Haram uveit nimra v'sukot v'tzafon yeter mamlechut sichon melech hashbon ayarden ugbaul ad ketzei yam kineret ever hayarden mizracha. And in the valley of Bet Haram and Bet Nimra and Sukkot and Safon, the rest of the kingdoms of Sihon, the king of Heshbon, the Jordan being the border thereof until the uttermost part of the Sea of Kinneret, beyond the Jordan eastward. And 21 words, which connects, as we said earlier, in not dealing with the correct material. 21 connects to Echie, Aleph Eyud Hey. Verse 28. Zot Nachalat B'nei Gad L'mishpechotam Pe'arim B'hatzrehem. This is the inheritance of the children of God according to their families, the cities and the villages thereof. Verse 29. Vayiten Moshe lachatzi shevet benashe vayehi lachatzi mate bene manashe. And Moses gave inheritance unto the half-tribe of Manasseh, and it was for the half-tribe of the children of Manasseh according to their families. The 11 words, which connects to the 10 Sephirot, plus the negative system. Verse 30. Vayhi gibulam mi machanaim kol habashan kol mam lechut og belech habashan v'kol chayot yair asher b'mashan kisim ir. And the border was from Mahanaim, all of Bashan, all the kingdom of Og, the king of Bashan, and all the villages of Yair, which are in Bashan, for 70 cities. And 17 words connecting to the goodness. Verse 31. V'chatzi ha-gilad v'ashtarot v'yed-re'i harei mamlechut og v'abashan livnei makir ben benashe v'chatzi b'nei makir l'mishpechotam. And half Gilead and Ashtarot and Edrei, the cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan, were for the children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, even for the half of the children of Machir, according to their families. Verse 32. Eile asher nachal Moshe b'arvo. Moav me'ver l'yarden Yericho Mizracha. These are the inheritance which Moses distributed in the plains of Moab, beyond the Jordan at Jericho, eastward. And these are 10 words connecting to the 10 Sephirot. Verse 33. Ushevet Halevi lo natan Moshe nachala Hashem Elohe Israel u nachalatam kasher diber lachem. But unto the tribe of Levi, Moses gave no inheritance. The Lord, the God of Israel, is their inheritance, as he spoke to them. And the last verse, verse 33, has 14 words, which connects to the Hebrew word Yad, hand, and connects to King David. Connects to the concept of manifestation. So let us return to the Parsha landing page. And open up chapter 13. And we will read the commentary. There are 33 verses in this chapter, and 33 connects to the Sephirah of Hod Shebahod, which is the holiday of Lag BaOmer. It's the holiday of the 5th of Av, which is connected to the Ari. And it's very much connected to the energy of the Torah without the limitation of physicality. Some history. Joshua was old, advanced in days. The deeper meaning of this verse is illuminated by Rabbi Nachman's teaching that the true elder constantly advances in holiness and wisdom with every single day and every hour and every minute. In terms of the literal chronology of our text, God's command to Joshua to divide the land, even though it was not yet fully subdued, came after 7 years of conquest following the children of Israel's entry. This is learned out from today's text, as well as in chapter 14, verse 10, where Caleb ben Jephunneh, Joshua's fellow spy among the 12, sent by Moses from the wilderness at the start of what became the 40 years of wandering. And he says, God has given me life this 45 years. It was 45 years since God's promise to give Caleb the land he trod upon in his visit to Israel, since he was the only faithful spy out of the 12 besides Joshua. Rashi on this verse says that it is from here that we learn that the conquest took 7 years, because Moses sent the spies in the second year in the wilderness, and the remaining 38 years of wandering with another 7 from the conquest made it a total of 45. According to the dating system of the rabbinic historical midrash, the Seder Olam, the order of the world, followed in this series, which puts the destruction of the Second Temple in the year 3828, which is equal to the 68 in the Common Era. The exodus from Egypt took place in 2448 with the death of Moses and Joshua's subsequent entry into the land in 2488. Joshua had been 44 at the time of the sending of the spies, and was 82 when he entered the land. Therefore, he ruled over Israel for 28 years until his death at the age of 110, and was thus 89 at the time of the commencement of the division of the land. Now, all of these numbers have meaning, but to me, the most significant is the number 89, because it represents the gematria of Hanukkah. And Hanukkah is really referring to the Or Ganus, the hidden light that Hashem put away on day one for the righteous. I am adding, each of these numbers teaches something significant. And you can ask me about each number's significance if you want, or you can utilize the Bible gematria, the Bible wheel. But I always caution you when you connect to the Bible wheel, it's coming from a non-Jewish source. eastern point of the Euphrates all the way to the western arms of the Nile Delta. And this is the usual interpretation of the River of Egypt. So some identify it with the Wadi Arish. I'd like to just stop here and mention that the three nations that begin with the letter K, or it could be a Kuf, it could be a Kaf. I haven't really looked at the spelling in Hebrew. The Kenite, the Kenizzite, and the Kadmoni. Being Edom, Moab, and Ammon. So where would you put that? Please hold a second. I'm back, but I'm not sure we're still connected, so please let me know if we are. Yeah, I'm going to call back into the call.